yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Terrorism has taken countless lives across the world so far and continues to spread out its tentacles to secure a grip on its would-be victims. Terror has already reared its ugly head in several countries, including in the Middle East region. And there is global consensus that terrorism has to be tackled. Nonetheless, the story takes a grim twist when it comes to taking action. There is enough evidence that the West has adopted double standards on a whole range of issues, from global warming to human rights to wiretapping citizens' communications, and the issue of terrorism is no exception. When an act of terror occurs, the first factor which determines the Western media's way of handling the incident is whether or not the perpetrators were purportedly Muslims. If those behind the terrorist act are alleged to be Muslims, the Western states and mainstream media turn the spotlight on the incident, blow it out of all proportion, and often seek to associate it with the Muslim faith. As a case in point, we can mention the explosions that hit the French capital on the 13th of November 2015. A series of coordinated terrorist attacks rocked Paris and its northern suburb Saint-Denis on that day. Around 130 people were killed and 370 wounded. The day after, the Daesh terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attacks. Daesh is committing heinous crimes in the name of Islam. Daesh terrorists claim to be Muslims, which is not true, of course. Muslims have disavowed the terror group. So, as the perpetrators of the Paris attacks were alleged Muslims, many Western states and mainstream media began to stoke anti-Muslim sentiments. As a result, hate crimes against Muslims rose tremendously in many Western countries. In Britain alone, Muslims suffered around 115 racial attacks during the week following the Paris incident, a rise of 300% in Islamophobic hate crimes over the previous week.
Right. So let me give you one case. And again, there were 115, but this is one of the cases that stood out to me. In one recent case in London, a young girl wearing a hijab was abused on the tube train. Ashley Powis described how the girl sitting opposite him was subjected to a racist rant from another passenger, a man. He got closer to her and was reeling off abuse, calling her things like raghead, terrorist, scum, and saying her people murdered the victims of the Paris attacks. This is why it's so incredibly important to differentiate between Muslim fundamentalists and the vast majority of Muslims out there, okay? Because when you push this notion that, oh, their religious doctrine is evil, therefore they all must be watched, well then all of a sudden you're promoting this kind of Islamophobic behavior against completely innocent people who haven't done anything wrong.
The figure was announced by the Tell Mama helpline, which records incidents of verbal and physical attacks on Muslims and mosques in the UK. And the figure might be a significant underestimate of the total, as many victims are too frightened to contact police or community groups. But the UK is just a case in point. Fueled by media hype and rhetoric from politicians, anti-Muslim sentiments also grew in the United States on the heels of the Paris attacks.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Robert McCraw with the Council on American Islamic Relations said there was a considerable rise in attacks on mosques and Muslims following the Paris terror incident. This is while if atrocities are committed by non-Muslims, Western media use terms such as hate crime, act of violence, and the like. But they never use the word terrorism.
If any lady
The Western media's double standards do not stop here. Western states also avoid using the term terrorism while covering incidents in which Muslims are the victims. A clear example of that is the mass killing of Muslims in Nigeria at the hands of the army. Nigerian troops are brutalizing and massacring Muslims, but the tragedy has never been referred to as a terrorist act in mainstream Western media.
Why is that the case? And do you expect that we're going to hear anything from them condemning what the Nigerian military has done?
Because the United Nations was set up as a club for the whites, for the Europeans, as a way to subjugate the rest of the world and to help global corporations continue to make more money. If you look at the people who benefit, and the reason why everything is silent in the media about this, it's because the bankers and the big multinationals don't want anything said.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, the BBC has been silent. Al Jazeera has been completely silent. Everyone, Fox, well, Fox, it's not a news channel, but anyway, CNN, nothing. No one has said anything. Reuters, AFP, they have been pushing little things up, but no one's been picking up on these stories. Well,
another example is Israeli atrocities against Muslim Palestinians. Tel Aviv cracks down on Palestinians and commits numerous crimes against them. The regime's hostilities against the Palestinian nation are no less than terrorist acts. Nevertheless, the Western media have never described the crimes as terrorist acts, and even point the finger at Palestinians for instigating violence. Palestinians are accused of being violent when they defend themselves against aggressive Israeli settlers. But when the settlers backed by Israeli forces assault Muslim Palestinians and beat, injure, and even kill them, Western media justify all those crimes and create the impression that Palestinians are at fault. Muslim Palestinians are being attacked, wounded, and killed on a daily basis, but Western media outlets do not turn a hair. Rather than highlighting Tel Aviv state terrorism, Western media point the finger at Palestinians. To make a long story short, Western media have adopted a biased approach toward Muslims and seek to demonize them. Whenever a so-called Muslim is alleged to have been behind an act of violence, the West begins trumpeting it, describes it as an act of terror, and seeks to paint a black picture of Muslims.
Well, Obama's jihad denial and feckless policies here and abroad have necessitated emergency measures. And there is no natural right for anyone to come to this country. We have seen now in San Bernardino that one of the jihadists was thoroughly vetted. His vaunted vetting policy and process allowed this woman to come in. So it's obviously an abject failure. It's obviously an intel failure. There is an electronic footprint. There is a money train that necessitated that these people be surveilled, and they weren't.
Such smear campaigns will in turn fuel Islamophobia and hate crimes against Muslims. Will Western media ever come to their senses and drop their double standards? Only time will tell.